This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. What do you say? Game Time Decisions live with you on Sports Grid on a beautiful Thursday evening. Kevin Walsh here, 2 hours to go. Major League Baseball Board still has some time left in it. We also have two NFL preseason games. We have three tomorrow and plenty this weekend. But I'm sure many of you fired up and excited as Team USA basketball has advanced to the gold game. The Olympic hoops has continued to deliver. And that is what we are going to put our focus on. I am fired up, no doubt. Let's just take a look at the gold medal count, as well as the USA's current count for total medals. Right now, they do have the most. They have the most by a lot. But the race for the United States to have the most total gold medals is a tight one with China, which is why today's win for Team USA basketball was so important. The USA banking on gold in both the men's and women's portion of basketball 5-on-5. USA is into the gold game. The women will play tomorrow, looking to clinch their spot. Certainly the women, much bigger favorites than the men, despite the men, of course, being big-time favorites in every game that they've played. And to win this tournament here, again, as you see, just some of the recent medals that they did put on the board. One upset today that did happen against the Olympics for the United States was Noah Lyles, who won the 100 meter, loses in what the 200 meter. He was a huge favorite to win that race, better than minus 300 at most books, some books creeping on a minus 500 marker, and he was upset in that. Ended up with a bronze medal, Noah Lyles there, but he did win gold in what was an incredible race at the 100 meters, so still what has ultimately been a great Olympics for him. So again, this is the USA medal count. We have that total medal count that we've been talking about here, which has right now that tight race between USA and China, but the total medals race not really close for the United States in some categories where they've had some upsets and they've not been able to put a gold on the board. As I just mentioned with Noah Lyles, they still find the podium there, put a bronze on the board, some spots they found silver. So all in all, it's been a strong Olympics for the United States. But let's talk about the basketball. My goodness gracious, man. What a moment. What a basketball game. And what a special, special group we have with this Team USA group. And it absolutely shows that the United States can't afford to send a less than squad as it pertains to 5-on-5 Olympic basketball on the men's side of things. No way, no how. Too much talent across this country, or across the world, quite frankly. And it was on display here, a 17-point deficit against a team in Serbia who has the best player in basketball. I mean, really, when was the last time the best player at the Olympics wasn't on Team USA? Well, that's the story here with Nikola Jokic, who has an opportunity, mind you, to lead Olympic basketball in points, rebounds, and assists. Not combined. I mean, individually score the most points, have the most rebounds, and create the most assists. He has been absolutely phenomenal. And Bogdan Bogdanovich stepped up, but Team USA locked in on the defensive side and went to what is supposed to be their big three. Steph Curry carried it throughout that first half. 20 points, 6 threes, finishes with 36 total points. 9 made three-point shots. And the breakout game that I know I had been waiting on, he cashes a plus 920 ticket to score 20, and he went 16 more than that. He was 14-1 to make 6 threes. Steph, for the first time in this entire Olympic run, was plus money just to make 3, and he tripled that. Speaking of triple, come on now, man, with this LeBron James, how about a triple-double on your head? The fact of the matter is, some of you out there are salty about this result because you're still worried about the ghost, right? And you're still worried about GOAT debates. You forgot where you're from during that whole process, didn't you? That's all right. We don't care about you. You're a loser. Move past that. LeBron James puts a triple-double on the board and is nearly minus 1,000 now. 1,000 to win MVP at the Olympics, and rightfully so. Because he has been their most consistent player, and that goes back to the build-up games throughout. USA will play France in the gold game, which would have not been surprising if you had told someone this before the Olympics got underway. But a little bit surprising for many when they reset everything and we got out of the group stage. France was 50-1 to win gold, plus 430 to win a medal, and around 8-1, plus 750 to win silver. Which is going to be the minimum now for France. An upset of Canada in the first round of the knockout stage and an upset of Germany, who had not lost a game. A German team that smashed France when they were in the same group together earlier on. Victor Wembanyama and co. get it done on the defensive side of the basketball. Holding Germany to 69 was absolutely incredible. That team total for Germany was well into the 80s for this basketball game. They hold Franz Wagner, who had 7 first quarter points. He didn't score again until the final 2 minutes of that basketball game. They kept Dennis Schroeder in check. And it sets up now a great gold game between the United States and France. Some early lines are out. Not lines, will be moving. 13.5 number right now for that spread. 180 and a hook for your listed total. And of course, this game is not just going to decide gold, but it will decide a lot more as well. We talk again. Total points, total assists, total rebounds, and Team USA numbers. All of a sudden, Steph Curry is in shouting distance to lead Team USA in scoring. Currently, though, that is LeBron James at 71 total points through the 5 games that Team USA has played. We have plenty of time to get to this. We'll talk about this. You know I'll be locked in on this. I'm not with you on the weekend. We'll shoot out any picks and plays. And again, you know we'll be sitting there rooting on and repping the good old U.S. of A. It's going to be Serbia and Germany going head-to-head for that bronze. And both suffered really tough defeats. It's going to be, you know, to some degree tough to get super up for that game. But also, there's a lot of pride in putting a bronze medal on the table, man, so don't think that game isn't going to matter. Now, let's get to some stuff that doesn't matter. That's NFL preseason, baby. It's not going to stop us from betting on it, though, is it? We've got Giants. We've got Lions. That total is dropping. I'm on under in this game at 35.5. I know earlier today there were 36.5s, perhaps some 34.5s in the market as well. You have bad quarterback play and bad weather. This, for me, is an under here. And I know it's up in the air still if Daniel Jones will play. If he does, I'm not worried about that. All right? But Drew Locke, again, is he going to be out there a ton? Maybe so. Tommy DeVito, it doesn't concern me. For the Lions, it's Hendon Hooker. It's Nate Sudfeld. And while, look, that's fine. I think Hendon Hooker could potentially be interesting. But how much interest is there going to be in Hendon Hooker lighting the world on fire for the Detroit Lions here in a preseason game? His first real action since he tore up his ACL back when he was with Tennessee. Before we get to game number 2, I want to dial in here just some outlooks for these two football teams here. We'll start with the Detroit Lions. Just give you an idea of what the numbers look like here on the Lions. That win total, 10.5. This team is a favorite to win the North, but at a plus price, right? This isn't the Kansas City Chiefs to win an AFC West. It's not a Philadelphia Eagles to win an NFC East. Plus 550, though, to win that NFC, a 12-1 number to win the Super Bowl. Much different story on the New York Giants side of things. A 6.5 win total. This team has a plus 950 price of the worst record in football. We're talking 4-1 to make the postseason. It's why a lot of people feel that Daniel Jones is entering this season dead man walking. Now, again, we'll get to the second game on the thing, but
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next-day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Game on the slate. I do think we should keep eyes on how Drew Lock performs in the preseason. There was some odd chatter. Could Drew Lock potentially take this job off Daniel Jones earlier than people would expect because the Giants need to make sure Daniel Jones isn't injured so they don't have to pay him? We'll see. Time will tell. But with this New York Giants group, the idea is it's a rebuilding one. Will we see Malik Nabers tonight is another legit question. We'll talk Panthers, Pats, and Major League Baseball with you next on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We're back with you here on SportsGrid. Happy to have you in the mix with us here on a Thursday night. Patriots-Panthers is one of two games. This spread's dropping. This was 7 at some spots here for New England. It's now 6.5 down to 6. I am on New England at -6 in this game. They are going to go tonight with potentially four quarterbacks in Drake May, Jacoby Brissett, Bailey Zappi, and Joe Milton, who I think all are better than Plummer, who's going to go here for Carolina. No Bryce Young. Little surprised by that. I don't know if that's Kanellis' thought process on preseason football or if he's trying to be overly protective of Bryce Young, who I'm super high on coming out of Alabama, thought he was the appropriate choice to go first overall. Obviously, what C.J. Stroud has done is going to make that close to impossible to becoming true. But the fact that he's going cautious with Bryce Young, it's a little surprising. But I think, again, it's going to create this opportunity here to bet the Patriots. I'm not too worried about a big number with a low total. When it comes to preseason football, we see 20-7 as a final score all the time. You want me to ballpark a final score? That's what this is going to be here. I'm thinking 20-7, something along that range here. You could certainly line up an under. We know that these preseason games at times don't go under because while Kanellis is going to want to flash some on the offensive side, getting control now of Carolina, he's not out there with his main weaponry. while Gerard Mayo takes over for New England, and he's going to want to flash as well on the defensive side and what he's going to be able to do in the replacing of Bill Belichick here. So I think this is a good number on New England. Look, how much do you factor in home field advantage for a preseason game? It's a valid question. It's more than zero. It's less than three. But still, I think that this number at around six on a straight-up neutral would probably make sense. You're not going to see it, or at least very rarely are you going to see eights, nines in preseason, right? That's reserved for the Ravens at their best, right? Preseason Ravens, I'm talking about, against a team that looks like it's going to be throwing out backup quarterbacks for the entire four quarters. Speaking of Baltimore, and there's three games tomorrow. I did look through those games. I just want to let kind of people know, and then we're going to dive into some outlooks for these teams here, but the Ravens are home dogs to Philly tomorrow. Now, we're still waiting on official word who's going to play in those games. I do think the total looks light in that game. I think you're getting 34, 34 and a half. I am looking to play that over. But the Ravens and that streak, which I know, I believe it was last year, snapped against the Commanders, that not just, win streak, but the cover streak and everything along those lines. I don't know if people are going to just look to jump off Baltimore there. To see them as a home dog was a little surprising. I think that could be an over game. I have a similar read on Atlanta and Miami. Last year, the McDaniel preseason games played over the number. Atlanta throwing potentially Cousins, but certainly Michael Penix Jr. in that game. You'd think there should be some juice. And then the other one that, again, I want to wait to get full word on everything that's happening with these teams, but Pittsburgh as a home dog is a little surprising, is it not? I mean, you're talking about a Pittsburgh Steelers team catching 2.5 at home. Since 2017, this team has been almost impossible to beat in the preseason. Mike Tomlin's sneaky. I mean, he loses one preseason game at most a year. Since that point in time, they've won 6 in a row, 8 consecutive at home. Just something to keep your eye on with preseason Friday slate football there. As I know, of course, they'll have you covered right here with Game Time Decisions. Let's just do a little Panthers outlook for people. Year over year, the expectations change massively for this football team. There was actually a level of excitement around year one Bryce Young with Frank Reich, and that win total, I think, was around 7.5. So those expectations were legit in the building, and they were legit by the bookmakers there, but they were too high. So now you see 5.5 here, 8-1 for the worst record. Again, expectations are low for Carolina. They have added, of course, Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina, Deontay Johnson. Now all of a sudden, Adam Thielen, instead of needing to be your number one wide receiver, gets to be your number three, two wide receiver. It could make things a little bit smoother for Bryce Young, but he is someone that I want to see actually a little bit in preseason. And sometimes it's just a drive, man, but I'd love to see it from Bryce Young. On the other side is the New England Patriots, and this could be more important than, not all of them, but I think that this one is going to be, I think this is going to be important here with what we get out of New England in the preseason. You see the totals, 4.5 there for the wins. Again, this team's supposed to have no chance to make the playoffs, minus 2,000. I'm sure they're out already. Their exact last finish in the AFC East, I imagine, is minus 200, minus 250. Ballpark, I haven't seen it, but I'm guessing that that's where that range is going to be for New England there. Why I think, though, the preseason is going to matter is, let's say tonight we get Jacoby Brissett for a quarter. Let's say we get Drake May for a quarter, and Drake May looks markedly better. The fans of New England, and maybe Robert Kraft, are not the most patient bunch. At the end of the day, Caleb Williams is going to start week number one. Jaden Daniels is going to start week number one. Off the board next came Drake May. So when Caleb Williams is out there, maybe lighten it up, Jaden Daniels out there, maybe lighten it up, I don't think the Patriots are going to be reserved enough to say, whoa, let's get our kid out there, man. Let's go win football games. The New England Patriots do not like the idea that they are not winning football games. It's from the level of winning that they grew accustomed to. And listen, I understand that once Tom was gone, it wasn't the same, but they still made the playoffs with Mac Jones. And, last year was really the first year that they were absolutely horrific, right, and had themselves a top three choice in the NFL draft. What kind of patience are they going to see with Drake May? I'm sure you, at this point, if you tune in regularly with us here on Game Time Decisions, have heard me. I'd sit him for a full year. And that's not because I don't believe in Drake May. That's because I believe in sitting a quarterback for a year, especially when you have an opportunity to do so, which is exactly what New England has. Gerard Mayo might have the most job security in football. New England is supposed to do nothing this year, and they've promised him this job. Why are you rushing things if you are the New England Patriots? But again, it's easy for me to say that. If tonight we watch Drake May go out there and light it up for two drives, the pressure's going to be put on the New England Patriots to make a switch at quarterback, maybe before we even play in week one of the actual NFL season. We're going to jump over to Major League Baseball. By the way, Elly De La Cruz for a run is something I bet. I think that game already started. If he didn't do it in the first inning, get in live there. We'll go through the rest of that baseball slate.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
With you on Sports Grid, Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back to right here on Game Time Decisions. I had no idea that Elly De La Cruz actually did get that run across the board. That is absolutely my bad for not mentioning that before that game started. That's on me. It was minus 125 over on DK. Minus 175 on FanDuel. Big disparity usually on those run scored props between the two books. And Elly has been heating up a little bit. That 267 batting average, I'm not sure it really does him justice. We are still waiting on Elly to get to the 60 stolen bases, which was kind of from that our MLB Future show, which we did a way back, which at some point I probably should kind of do a reset and recap on. And you know, all in all, I'm pretty happy with a lot of the stuff. The one thing I'm not in love with right now is a very recently placed wager, which was Atlanta to win the NL pennant. Part of the reason I was willing to place that bet was just comfortability in Atlanta being in the playoffs. And they came out of the break, immediately lose Ozzie Albies, the Ronaldo Lopez forearm, and then what I thought was a really underwhelming deadline. And they now have a series against the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, they look non-competitive mostly. The Chris Sale start did nothing for them. This team's lost 5 games in a row. They've been jumped by the Mets in the standings, and if the playoffs were to begin today, which they don't, it's an uneven amount of games, they wouldn't be in them. That's just not what I was expecting at all from Atlanta. And you know, I think 475, 5-1, forgive me for not remembering the number immediately off the top of my head, but it's just frustrating to see. And again, it didn't stop at all today as Milwaukee absolutely pummeled them. 16-7. It was 8-0 heading into the bottom of the third inning of that game here. What's coming up on this baseball slate? I did play the Blue Jays-Orioles game under the 9. That total, a little higher than I had anticipated there with Gausman going against Kremer. Now, in some respects, I get it, right? If you're big into home road splits, which I wouldn't ignore, but they're not the end-all be-all for me, at least as kind of I continue to go through things more and more. It does matter, but Gausman's bad at home, so I think that could influence it. And we know that Kremer at times struggles, but I think you had a pair of guys in bounce-back spots where I don't find this Toronto lineup now overly threatening. The deadline didn't help them at all, and that was intentional. And we know Baltimore can certainly jump on teams, but they've not been, I feel, as dangerous as we had grown accustomed to maybe within the last, 10 days, 14 days so of Major League Baseball. But for me, I'm playing under 9 in that game. That's at minus 110 juice. Outside of that, we have a Yanks game against the Angels. I'd lean under in this game here between Cortez and Anderson right now. That total has dropped a little bit from 8.5 down to 8. I was kind of hoping it would be a little bit lower and actually sneak an over out at the 8, though. That's why it's not on my card here with Anderson going against Cortez. But Anderson's starting to leak a little bit of oil. Maybe some Aaron Judge props if you can find them on the discount there. Gibson against Baz. It's, again, a little bit of a tough game. If you like any of the lefties in that St. Louis lineup, Baz maybe has some numbers you can look to take advantage of there. Potentially some Alec Burleson props for people in that one. I'm going to be continuing to root against Tampa Bay in every game that they play with that updated win total under that we placed at the deadline there. We have a Tigers starter announced. Finally, it's going to be Hanafy here going against Brian Wu. We're going to talk in just a little bit with Josh Inglis, though, right here on Game Time Decisions. He's locked in for that game, so excited to see what he has. And we'll see if he has any action as well for the late one between Arizona and Philadelphia. It's a great game here for some player props. Waiting a little bit to get our starting lineups on the board. They are for both of these teams. Some of the early target guys there are obvious, but they're still the right guys. Ketel Marte, Lourdes Gurriel, Trey Turner, and JT Realmuto are all guys that are kind of early circle-ups here for me within that baseball game. But, it's about figuring out how you want to play it. Can you get a good number on hits, runs, RBI? Do you look for an RBI prop? Do you play a run scored prop? That's kind of the stuff that you got to balance through there. But Jordan Montgomery, absolutely atrocious against righties. That has been the case all season long. And Colby Allard, while not a huge sample size, 8 innings only so far this season, but he has struggled against the righties and hardly a pedigree guy, so I wouldn't mind fading him with top-end talent like Ketel Marte and Lourdes Gurriel, who have just been excellent this season going up against left-handed pitching. So those are a couple of items from that baseball slate. But let's get some insight from Josh Inglis, who's going to join us here momentarily. We are live with you. We are on Sports Grid. We're dialed in for a Thursday night. Major League Baseball plus the NFL preseason. It's all happening, and we have it covered for you right here on Sports Grid. Back in just 2 minutes. Next, it's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, live with you right here. Game Time Decisions on a Thursday night. We're joined by Josh Inglis. You can find his work over at Covers. You can find him on Twitter at Covers_Josh. Josh, appreciate you making some time here for us on a Thursday night.
Happy to be here, Kev. Thanks for having me on, pal.
Let's talk a little bit about this game between the Tigers and the Mariners here. It's a 9:40 East Coast start time with Brian Wu getting on the board. When we think about this Mariners team and this rotation, I guess one of the things that people used to carry extra weight is, man, Brian Wu's the fourth guy, and he's pitching to this 2 ERA. But I saw the tweet. You might be looking to fade him tonight. Talk to me about that.
I just think this is a volume thing. I think they think his volume's going to be too much versus a bad lineup. And I think pretty much his unders across the board are pretty well in the markets dictating that early today. Was on his under 17.5 outs this morning, plus 110. I mean, if you're a buyer, you got to buy early for MLB props right around that before 9:30 timeline, before all the tools and everybody gets in it and finds those projections. But that's down to like minus 103. Also on his under 4.5 hits against at plus 115, that's now down to minus 154. So happy to be on the right side of that market. But they might sound counterproductive to bet against both of those, the under hits and the under hits allowed. But when you're, I don't know, when you're projecting low volume for a guy who is coming off a season high, 92 pitches, had never pitched into the seventh inning this year. He threw 22 more pitches than his previous start. I think we're laying too much into what his last start really was. And this is a guy who's battled injuries and was averaging 71 pitches per start over his 10 before that seven-inning game. So Wu, the matchup is hiding the value versus the Tigers, obviously. But I like the under 17 and a half outs. I'll still take the minus 103 projected around 16 and a half, but the under 4.5 is probably a little too tough to buy now. But find it, find the ugly value somewhere and project everything through pitch count, because that's where the value is.
Yeah, you know, Josh, it's a great find by you. And I mean, it's almost inexplicable, the one-game jump there. The prior five starts, the high was 73. So you're talking a 20-pitch jump against the Philadelphia Phillies. If that goes right back to the level, I mean, he really shouldn't even necessarily get kind of close to the numbers that you're talking about. And also, this is where, you know, we talk bounce back and sell high, but it might be a scenario where this Mariners staff is like, hey, capped out, five innings. I don't care if you're at 45 pitches and dealing. We're not letting you extend beyond that. It makes a lot of sense.
100%. And this is a guy who's battled injuries all year and has gone, I think he's done two stints already, gone ready. He looks great. I mean, his command stuff, you got to give Seattle pitching coach a lot of prop for, like, I mean, George Kirby's a guy who has a walk total at 0.5. Like, these guys don't walk. They're great pitchers, but that's priced into this fact. Everybody thinks he's a great pitcher, but guess what? He's great, but his leash isn't going to be long. 22 pitches previous, more than his last start, is wild. You usually put a number around 15 if guys are building up. We'll talk about Jordan Montgomery, but that's kind of where we get to. Like, guys who are doing rehab starts, you can pencil them for about 15 pitches plus when they go from rehab or first starts after injury, and 22 is a lot.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little about St. Louis and Tampa here. St. Louis has been helping me out. I took a Rays updated win total under at the deadline, and they were kind of doing classic Tampa stuff where they were selling off but still winning, because this is who the Rays are. So I'm looking for St. Louis to continue to handle business here and push Tampa to 500. What are you looking for in this game?
Kyle Gibson's kind of like an overrated average pitcher. Another spot where the Tampa Bay, I'm glad you touched on it, the Tampa Bay lineup has not rolled over. I mean, they're 5-5, but like they haven't really quit. Great hitting conditions in St. Louis. Can't say that for a lot of places, a lot of rain like in New York, but, and obviously the game we saw, the Washington game earlier today, but 90 plus degree heat in St. Louis. I love betting on heat games, and Gibson, even though I'm on the wrong side of the number here, I'm not afraid to say it, under 17 and a half outs, got that at plus 110. I think you can find it plus 115, plus 120. This is a guy who's gone over this number just two times over his last seven starts. He owns a 5.4 ERA across those seven starts, and he hasn't even really played anybody. Atlanta times two, and we've seen, and you touched on it very well, how scared Atlanta and that offense should be. Chicago Cubs times two, Washington times two, and Pittsburgh times two, and he managed to hit the over just twice over those seven matchups. So there's a lot to like. He's allowed 21 runs over his last six home starts. And you also, Kev, I'll tip the cap. You touched on those splits. Love pitcher splits, because there's a big difference between pitching on like your own mound versus a visiting mound. But he's not even pitching well on his home mound, on his home bump. Projected for 16.8 out, so anything basically plus money is pretty good here for 92 pitches on the projection for Gibson, who, honestly, let's face it, is a league average pitcher.
Yeah, and I know you're sticking with some other pitching angles there. Talk to me about the play in the Orioles-Blue Jays game again. I played this under 9. I can't have either guy get blown up, which is certainly a live option between Gausman and Kremer here. What are you looking for in this game?
Kind of in the same angle that we were talking about Detroit, how nobody likes that offense. Nobody really likes the Toronto offense either, right? You're kind of paying a tax to bet against it. But Dean Kremer here, under 17 and a half outs, got it this morning, minus 115. It's moved to 16 and a half, minus 135 on some sharp books. But I wouldn't play much shorter than where it is. I probably wouldn't play it at the 16 and a half. But this is a guy who projects for 15.4 outs today on a leash of 87 pitches. He's 7-3 to the under on this prop in his last 10 starts. And I think this gutted Toronto offense is slightly too priced in here. They got a great bullpen. He doesn't get deep. And when we talk about floors and ceilings, Kremer is a guy who has not gone more than 18 outs in 9 straight starts. So if he gets there, he just barely gets there. So worth the bet there if you can get it. The 16 and a half is kind of like no man's land, but maybe if you get the 16 and a half at about minus 110, minus 105, then I think there'll still be something there. It's just, in fact, like nobody wants to bet on the Jays offense. So there's a little value, and especially how deep that Baltimore bullpen is. They won't be afraid to pull something, especially with how tight things are getting in the AL.
Yeah, that is a very good point. Again, that Such an odd race between Baltimore and the Yankees, though, because, again, we've seen the home field advantage not be a big benefactor there. But there's still pride in winning your division, and I think you'd rather play more games in your park in the postseason than the opposing park. We've been alluding to Jordan Montgomery. And look, it's a fascinating thing. I've been really slow to give Arizona the credit that they've earned from the books with their big win streak here. But that's not necessarily going to change when I look at this game. I kind of can't believe Jordan Montgomery's minus 120 against this Philadelphia Phillies team. I am going to look for a couple of props on the big names, Trey Turner, Ketel Marte. What are you going to look for here?
It is telling to see where that money line is, because even Jordan Montgomery's earned run prop is 2.5 minus 140 to the over. So obviously maybe this is a spot where both teams to score four runs, one of those props where you could probably get for somewhere around like plus 130, plus 135. But Montgomery is just kind of a plug. Let's face it. Like he's a guy who doesn't throw anything past you. If his changeup's off, he's absolutely brutal and doesn't miss bats. And this is a guy, I'm on his over 5.5 hits allowed. Again, fine early in the morning, got that at plus money. It's now about minus 140. Still showing a little value to the over on the projection of like 6.5 hits allowed. So a full hit allowed over. This will be his fourth start back from injury. And I think some of these things are kind of hiding where it is. 67 pitches was his first start, but he didn't have any rehab starts. So that was just kind of like throw him right out there, see how it goes. It was a great game to bet him on the under. Then he goes 78. Okay. He gets that 11 and then 53 in his last start, but that was rained out. Okay. So he projects somewhere to the mid to high 80s, which is a low pitch count to begin with. But with the over 5.5 hits allowed versus, I mean, if he has to face Kyle Schwarber three times, if he has to face, I mean, Harper's in an absolute slump, but maybe Monty's the kind of slump buster that he can get it through. 1.3 hits per inning he's averaged this year, Kev. It's ugly. He's been off. He's been injured. I don't really see him coming back strong, and I'm betting against him today for sure.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense there. Josh, great stuff, brother. Again, make sure you get him on Twitter, X. I hate the X. @covers_Josh. Josh, appreciate it. We'll link up again soon.
I appreciate it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay, Kev, good luck with your bets tonight. Later, pal.
All right, you too, man. That's Josh English there over on Covers again, @covers_Josh. Great stuff there helping us out with the baseball board. We're talking football with Casey Hudson next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, live with you right here on a Thursday night. We have football around the corner, preseason action. Get excited, people. Are you kidding me? Jake Plummer, Nate Sudfeld. I mean, the stars are out. All right, maybe not for the NFL, but the stars are out here on Game Time Decisions. Casey Hudson joins the show. Casey, good to talk to you here with some football around the corner.
Hello, Kevin. It's so good to chat with you. I'm excited that football season's finally here. Just about. Season's not as hype as what we have to look forward to.
I know betting preseason is always tricky, and some people actually kind of just hand wave it, which is understandable. Are you involved with either game here? New England, a 6-point favorite against the Carolina Panthers, Giants laying 3.5 to the Detroit Lions?
Well, I'm looking at this Lions-Giants game, and a few things here is that quarterback matchup that's going to take place. You've got the excitement behind possibly Locke and DeVito, Mr. Italy, getting some snaps here. But then you also have Nate Sudfeld, who struggled a little bit last year. They're going to want to see what he can offer in that backup position. But what I like about the Lions here is actually the depth that they have. There's a lot of competition going on in the wide receiver room, which means there's going to be a lot of looks that the Lions have to see here, which I think can make it more of an interesting game. So I got the Lions at plus 4.5 and a nice under 3, 39.5 alt total. Plus 158. So I think that what the Lions need a gauge here is going to be a little bit more crucial and kind of produce better than the Giants.
Now, Casey, tell me, what is your read on this Detroit team? It's kind of easy because it gets lost in the wash a little bit. But this is a Lions team who, not that they deserve to win the game, but they were in an incredible position to win that NFC Championship game, up 24-7 at half on the Niners. They would have played a Kansas City team. While I know they would have been an underdog, they did beat them week one in Arrowhead. I know no Kelce, the Chris Jones holdout. I get all that. But it's a Lions team that we look at, and when we throw out the top Super Bowl contenders, they're probably mentioned a tier underneath that. Do you have any strong feelings or things you're looking for with the Lions heading into this season?
Yeah, I definitely have some strong feelings towards it because in a number of ways, you don't make this the headline of the coach, but the Lions did beat themselves in some aspects of the game. The talent is there. The coach is still there. The roster that got them as far as they did last year is still very much intact. And as I mentioned moments ago, you've now got an even more electrifying wide receiving group to kind of weed out here. And you've got options for Jared Goff that has something to prove. So between Campbell, Goff, and company, I think we should be putting a little bit more respect on what the Lions will bring into this season and the corrections they have that they can be a team that not only gets to that that special game, but probably supersedes and moves past a Kansas City Chiefs team that I don't really have as high as everybody else does in this season.
I think it's going to be a really interesting year for Detroit when you kind of take a look at the state of that NFC North. Last season, this team, and again, give them all the credit in the world, but it was a much different looking NFC North, right? A Green Bay Packers team that took a long time to get into the rhythm that they were able to get into in the second half of the year. Minnesota lost Kirk Cousins through the midway point. And then, of course, the Chicago Bears were a real mess for the first half of that season. The defense came on a little bit stronger. All of a sudden now, again, Jordan Love is a guy that's talked about as one of the five best quarterbacks in the conference. And Caleb Williams is a guy that a lot of people are excited about. All of a sudden, you have a scenario, and I know some people like Jared Goff. This division now, year over year, might have dropped Goff down to the third best quarterback, potentially, right? And if you're really high on J.J. McCarthy, maybe you can have a really interesting conversation there. On the other side of the field, Casey, it's the New York Giants who are, it's seemingly in no man's land because the expectations aren't high. Their quarterback in Daniel Jones, not many believe, is still live to be the quarterback of the future. What's your read on the Giants situation right now?
Still kind of a hot mess, unfortunately. As I mentioned, you've got probably Locke and DeVito getting to those snaps tonight and kind of gauging where they're at. I know there was a lot of hype around DeVito last year, but this is a guy that also faced 37 sacks through 9 appearances. You don't really trust a guy that can't stay on his feet in this situation, and there's questions at the offensive line. There's no depth there either, so like they're quarterbacks are being put in the best position to perform either. So there's just so many moving pieces, and every time they pick up a player, you're still trying to figure out or make sense of the decision and how this formulates their roster to even compete. So I agree with the sense that we have no idea what to expect from the Giants. They just tend to kind of sneak in there here and there. They've got some really strong defensive players that make it exciting to watch them every once in a blue moon, but they still have a lot to figure out, starting with their quarterback, moving into that offensive line in terms of who's going to help their quarterback perform and who wants to stick around on this Giants roster so that they can finally grow and progress towards a team that can compete maybe in the next 2-4 seasons.
Yeah, the Giants, and you see those numbers there, huge favorites to miss the playoffs. And yeah, again, I don't really know. Again, they'd have to probably make the playoffs, finish 500. I don't know what that could really be done to save Daniel Jones's job. I'll just ask you quickly, Casey, before you get out of here. New England, Carolina, any optimism for either one of those teams heading into this year?
Not too much. There might be some around the Patriots. You've got Jared Mayo, who's the Patriots team and franchise is just embedded in him. Played with him for Houston's defensive guy obviously is a former linebacker, and he's got pressure on his shoulders to make sure this team performs as the successor of Bill Belichick, one of the best coaches out there. So you've got Brissett, who obviously has great backup QB abilities. We've seen him prove himself in that instance. And then you've got Mayo, who's – or not Mayo, May, so many M names, who wants to prove that he is ready to compete in the NFL. A lot of people thought he should have played in college, and that's kind of putting a bad taste in his mouth. We know that Brissett's going to take most of the snaps tonight, which will get them moving along in this game. Understand the spread. Love an alternate minus 7.5 plus money of 116 because they're going to allow Brissett to kind of drive the bus here. But I think that they're going to kind of be one of those teams that are going to be working out the kinks. They've got a lot to figure out on both sides of the ball. So I don't have high expectations of either team, really. And two brand new head coaches to the game.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun season still, I think, for New England with all those moving pieces, even if it doesn't lead to a lot of wins. Casey Hudson joining us here. Game Time Decisions, excellent stuff. Casey, we'll talk soon. Be right back after this quick break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back with everybody right here on Sports Grid. Just to reset the card and let everybody know where I'm at heading into tonight's action. New England Patriots minus 6 against the Carolina Panthers. Let me grab you updated lines just in case we've seen anything bounce around here from book to book. 6.5, so varying a little bit on that line. Those 7s are gone, though. I don't think those are coming back, which is understandable there. But still 6 at another spot. 34.5 looks to be the legitimate total for that one. And then Giants Lions, it's a 3.5 spread pretty much anywhere you go. Total did jump back up 36.5 at one spot. I did end up getting 35.5. I hope that does not land 36 because that's moved around a little bit there, but I am on the under in that game. Look, the New England cap is the quarterbacks are what everybody starts with, right? When it comes to stuff like this, but it's not just your first quarter quarterback. It's throughout the game. I think the New England Patriots have a quarterback advantage during the entirety of this game, no matter who is out there. I don't care if Plummer plays the full game. I'll take Jacoby, Drake May, Bailey Zappi, or Joe Milton. I will. So this, to me, is a big-time advantage for New England here. You want a final score prediction, I'll give you 20-7. I'm on Giants-Lions under. Look, there is bad weather here. Locally, we're here. Not great, right? Again, hope everybody's safe out there. I know there's kind of the hurricane going on, but there's bad weather that we got going on. You have no top weapons out there, and this is where preseason kind of plays tricks on people. It's like, oh, man, Drew Lock might play a half. And Drew Lock is not good. What are we talking about? Oh, Tommy DeVito. And Tommy DeVito's not good, right? So that's fine. Hendon Hooker's interesting, but it's his first real game action since the torn ACL at Tennessee. Nate Sudfeld. Okay, this for me is an under. If you really want year over year, they played in the preseason last year, 37 points. There was a touchdown at the two-minute mark, a field goal that came off a turnover. The ball wasn't even moved, and a 95-yard punt return touchdown, and the game was indoors. So I'm happy to play under 35.5. I'm on that Blue Jays-Orioles under 9 in that baseball game coming up. And we're going to look to get some action on the board between the Phillies and the Diamondbacks before we get out of here. Quick update with the Olympics, because, look, these numbers, and I am trying to just kind of keep tabs on them. They're going to pop. They have, again, posted game odds. USA is up to a 16-point favorite against France, 175.5 listed total. I think that total's dropped a lot since the very first opening number. Germany, a 1-point favorite against Serbia, total 169.5. In that game. What has been reposted is the MVP market, minus 850 LeBron. I'm on LeBron. I think, look, early read, if you want it, and it's probably smart, I give it to you. I think USA rolls. I don't know if 16 is a great number, though. I was hoping we would get something a little bit lighter, so I'm not sure I'm looking to lay that number. I think the lineup changes that they made, France, obviously it's worked to get them here. They will not work against the USA. And the fact that Rudy Gobert is going to ride Pine in that one, that's benefit USA. I really believe that. And I also just think this team had their scare, right? So I think you're going to see plenty. I think USA is going to roll. So I'm not going to look to kind of go with a Wemby bet here or even a money line bet here on France. I'm trying to figure out if there's anybody that can snag MVP off LeBron. It's very tough to believe that's the case, though. LeBron right now is joint leader for total assists at the Olympics with Nikola Jokic. He leads this team in total points scored right now at the Olympics, which is a little bit surprising. And on the rebound end of it, he's their leading rebound as well. So, and he's wildly efficient. It's hard to believe that somebody other than LeBron would win it unless you see Steph go for another 30-point performance, which would be pretty surprising. But I have some Steph Curry Team USA leaders, Olympic leader scoring bets that may not require me to kind of jump off of that there. I want to see what they do. Just one number to keep your eyes on is the odds to lead the Olympics in rebounding. Jokic had 5 rebounds today, and it let Wemby now sit just 1 rebound off the total lead. Jokic was around minus 210 in that race against Wemby. If that drops minus 120 or less, that's going to be something I have my eyes on for the updated leaders. Again, I'll tweet all that out to everybody. You guys already know that. We've been doing it throughout the Olympics, of course, with the different start times. So we will be dialed in there as well. Preseason football is about to get underway. Let's talk more football with Adam Kaplan, an NFL insider, coming up next right here. And get some thoughts around the Philadelphia Eagles. A big retirement today for what is ultimately an Eagle legend, and some more quarterback questions with the Birds. That's next right here on SportsGrid.